teachers continue to fight what they call the overtesting and underfunding of education in New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, hundreds from central New York joined a rally in Albany over the weekend.
Mitch Fabian is mad. He's been teaching high school English for 16 years in the Union Springs School District in Cayuga County. He calls New York State reckless in the way it implemented the federal government's new Common Core curriculum, which involves new tests for students in grades 3 to 8.
This was not done in a fashion that would have broken students into it slowly so that teachers could adjust their teaching in order to prepare students for it. It was dropped on us like literally like a ton of bricks.
This is common sentiment among the thousands of teachers, students, and parents who descended on Albany this weekend calling for changes in state education policy. Port Byron physical education teacher Angie Hargraves joined the rally not just as a teacher but as a parent of an 8-year-old boy.
And he said to me a couple days ago, "Mom, I don't want to go into third grade." I said, "Why is that?" Because I don't want to take the standardized test.
Teachers say these tests don't just stress out the kids, but also teachers who find their job security is tied to performance on tests as part of new state teacher review standards.
You know, we have teachers everywhere that are on medication just to come to school because they're so overwhelmed by what's going on.
Fabian says if nothing changes soon, it'll be reflected at the ballot box next year.
Teachers are getting very angry, and I think that it's going to be reflected definitely in the next election.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.